Apple's just introduced some new child safety protection methods.
They have, with their new iOS 15, which is going to be coming out in a few weeks' time as well. It's a poor world sometimes we live in, Lee, but and children are often the target of abuse and exploitation online and through technology. So Apple are going to introduce several new protections for kids out there as well, and to go along and help limit the spread of what's called CSAM. CSAM, for people out there, and you're going to hear this in the news a lot at the moment, so we're flagging this now, but it's child sexual abuse material. So what Apple are going to do is, in the Messages app, it's going to have new tools in there to warn kids and their parents when they receive or send sexually explicit photos. So what's going to happen is that if a photo is sent, the image will be blurred and the child will be warned. On top of that, warning about the contact, they will also be presented with resources and reassurances that it's not okay to view that photo. And Apple also says that parents will be able to be notified that their child may not be okay. Now, as an additional precaution, the child can also be told that to make sure they are safe, their parents will get a message if they do view it. Now, similar protections are available if a child attempts to send sexually explicit photos. The child will be warned before the photo was sent, and the parents can receive the message as the child sends it. Now, Apple are reassuring that these new tools in Messages use on-device machine learning to identify the images in a way that does not allow Apple to actually access the messages. So it's this is going to receive a lot of publicity. Google and Facebook are coming out now and talking about it. But I think it really is a good thing, Lee, that Apple are about to do.
It's got to be a good positive thing too, in your expert opinion, as you alluded to there. It is good. It's surprising it hasn't happened earlier, though.
No, I think it is very surprising. It has happened in the background to a limited extent. There is a database, believe it or not, of images that are in child sexual abuse. And what they do is, Lee, they create like a little hashtag on there as well.
So okay.
If that hashtag is ever matched on there as well, and people can go along and reproduce it in black and white or just take a part of it, but that hashtag is actually embedded in the photo, then warnings do go out. And I've got to say, both Apple, Facebook and Google do that right now.
Well done to Apple introducing that new child safety protection. It's time to consider not buying an iPhone if you want the latest.
It's not that far away now. We give this warning out every year. We should see it in September. So all the rumours at the moment are now a smaller notch at the top as well. So that's going to reduce down. Four devices, as they had before, will be on offer. A quicker refresh rate on the screen, which means that people can scroll a lot quicker on the screen as well. May feature an anti-smudge, anti-fingerprint coating to help reduce the number of fingerprints on the stainless steel frame.
What about the battery?
Larger battery. They've reduced the internals to have a larger battery on there as well. Bigger and better microphones as well, which I think is really good. And again, we still don't know whether it's going to be the iPhone 13 or the iPhone 12S.
Okay, so it's a bit up in the air at the moment on iPhones 13, or we'll wait for the 12s.
Yep. Would they really dare put a 13 out there, Lee?
That's the million-dollar question. And just finally, in wrapping it up, don't believe everything you see on social media with tech advice from TikTok. Not all of it is great.
No, not all of it. There's a lot of crap on TikTok, as people would... I'm not the biggest fan of TikTok. In July, a TikTok user went viral after claiming that you can turn your iPhone into a computer mouse via the phone's general settings. In this video, it says, go to the settings, scroll down the general, click mouse, turn it on, and shake it to activate. It's crap, Lee. It doesn't work at all. It's a hoax video where... And there are lots of hoax videos out there on TikTok, people. You've got to believe this. It actually cut to... They had clips of him cutting to a ledge mouse icon in his computer screen. It was all rigged. If you want tech advice, don't take it from social media a lot of the time. Talk to tech people and Google result, but there's a lot of crap, Lee, on TikTok and Facebook and in general about tech advice.